there's like six different brands of vanilla cream soda. They do it. They do an absolutely incredible job. There's a little bar that they got there. It's a coconut, chocolate coconut bar, like a breakfast bar. Nobody else has it but these folks. I used to get these Maui onion chips. I can't find them there anymore. But it's like they give you the stuff that nobody else gives you. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love my great friends at Ingles.
I did my grocery shopping in between this show and Out of Bounds yesterday. $22.53 off the bill. Easy.
Love it.
Just because I had the Advantage card.
Love it, man. Absolutely love that. All right, let's do this. Let's get to my friend Michael Pius has a great deal. If you're a golfer, listen to this from First Tee of Greenville. Good morning, Michael. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey. How are you doing?
We are great, man. You got a bunch of things going on. First of all, you know this. I love the First Tee of Greenville. It's teaching kids. It's leadership development. They're doing it through golf. I think we've done a good job of creating awareness on the show of who you guys are. I still want people to know where to find you. But normally in this section, we talk a lot about First Tee. But you've got so much going on with so many different ways people can get involved and so many really cool deals. Let's jump to it now. It's a great time of year to get involved and to a great time of year to buy a bunch of Christmas presents. Tell me about how folks can get some really good deals.
Yeah, so, you know, we have our annual golf passport books that we sell. I mean, it's the best Christmas gift for your favorite golfer out there, and it's a discount passport book, so, you know, gets you access to different golf courses all across the upstate. And we've got two this year again. We got a ton of golf courses on both of them. You know, anywhere from Gaffney to Clemson area. You know, we've got the Creek on there in Spartanburg, Greer Golf, Palmetto Hills, the Fort Club, the Preserve at Verde, Cherokee Valley, Meadowbrook up in North Carolina. Like I said, Cherokee National, which is a private club up in Gaffney, always amazing greens up there. Boscobel, right down the road from Clemson. The new Bell Short Course, the par 3 course that the ownership group at Boscobel took over. Looks awesome. I can't wait to get out there. Lynx of Tryon, Carolina Springs, and Fountain Inn. And then... So that's our integrity book. You know, we've got our nine core values that we teach at the First Tee. So we name the books after two of the core values each year. So that's our integrity book. And then the honesty book has a bonus course, has Pebble Creek on it. So you get all the courses that I just listed, and then you also get Pebble Creek. And this is amazing. We figured out the value of the passport books this year. $950 worth of discounts for only $150. So, you know, that golfer, they're going to pay a discounted fee when they get to the golf course with our book, anywhere from, you know, $25 or $20, you know, up to like $35 for their round, which includes the cart. So it's an amazing, amazing deal. It's a great way to support our mission. You know, like you said, we're all about the kids. We're all about creating unique and fun experiences for these kids to build their inner strength and prepare them for whatever, you know, life throws at them. So, you know, during our classes, we're teaching them how to pursue their goals and grow through challenging situations and collaborate with others and build positive self-identity and also use good judgment. So, you know, these are all great things that they're going to make them great golfers, but even better people. So this golf passport book helps us, you know, raise the funds that allows us to continue to impact more kids' lives across the upstate.
Yeah, one thing I want to, you know, thank you and thank all these courses for getting involved in this thing, because, I mean, they want to get more traffic. They want that. They want more exposure to golf course. I get it. But they're helping junior golf, and they know that. We're investing in junior golf. And I think can't think of too many things better I want to invest in other than that. And that number is amazing. $950 of savings for $150. I will tell you this. Two different people need to buy this book. Three different people. Number one, if you're a member of the golf course and you just play the same course, seems like you play the same course every day. I hit it in the same spot. I shoot the same number. You know, I always miss it in this area over there. So you get some variety. Or yeah. the second guy that's not a member somewhere that needs a place to play, because I know it's so hard to get on places nowadays. This is incentive for you to make those tee times to do that. And then the third person needs to buy it is if you're not a golfer. Because if you give this this gift to a golfing friend of yours, then you're going to go way up in the friendship poll, right? Like, this is a great gift to give someone, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the best stocking stuffer out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you have a friend, coworker, whatever, like, this is just such a great way. We've got a lot of groups, like you said, that they're not members at clubs, but they love to just get out and golf if they're retired, or maybe they're like coworkers and they like to sneak out at like 3 o'clock out of work. You know, we won't tell anyone. You know, they get to go out and check out a different course across the upstate, and you get two rounds at each one of those courses with each book. So you get the best value is buying both for $150. You can buy one for $85. Or both for $150. So just a great deal. And again, like, we had just an amazing year programming wise, with our programs with our kids across the upstate. Girls participation is now nearly 44%. You know, when we started chatting on the radio, gosh, probably, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, we were down in like the 20% range with girls participation. Now we're up to 44, one of the fastest growing girls golf programs in the country. Our teen program is amazing right now too. We're gotten these great kids that are playing high school golf, and we've got one girl that's going off to play some college golf next fall. She just signed on to play. You know, we're creating these great experiences that are arming these kids with great tools to prepare them for life, but also shelling out some pretty good golfers. Like, we had our first kid in about 12 years go out to Pebble Beach and play in the Pure Insurance Championship out at Pebble Beach this past fall, so which was just an amazing experience. Our L's for Autism program is going really well. We've got, you know, clinics going on throughout the year with that. So just a lot of great things that this Golf Passport book supports.
I want to encourage people to get to your website to learn more, how you can volunteer, how you can get your kid involved, how you can donate, how to get involved with First Tee of the Upstate. I'll tell you about that here at the end of the phone call. But you've got, I didn't know this, you got a big event coming up on Sunday this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be PGA Tour Superstore off Woodruff Road. I know this time of year, people are like, they hear Woodruff Road and they're like, I'm staying away from that on a weekend. But we got a great gift wrapping event there, you know, right off of 85. So it's easy to get to. Like, you get off of 85 onto Woodruff and then you pull right into the parking lot to PGA Tour Superstore. Come over, grab some gifts. And then we'll have some of our participants and volunteers there, staff there, to wrap any gifts right there on the spot. So you don't want to walk into the house with unwrapped gifts. Just let us take care of those for you.
Well, look, buddy, you know men. Like, we do a lot of great things. We do some things terrible. There's nothing a man does worse than wrap a present. So that's why we invented that bag thing. Like, you know, you put some paper down there, some green or red paper down in there. That's what we do. Don't do it. Take it by PJ. So what time, Michael? What time are you going to be there?
10 to 4.
Okay.
10 to 4, and we're going to have a closest to the pin competition in the simulator there in the back. We're going to have a putting contest on the putting green right as you walk in. There's going to be some gift certificates or coupons that'll be available. So just come out, grab your gifts. We'll also have a QR code there to purchase the Golf Passport books too. So let's come out, have a great time. We also have, we've got programming now year round. Like, usually this is the time I talk about how we kind of get to, our staff kind of gets to recharge our batteries and you know, downshift a little bit and prepare for the next season. We've got classes, registrations open for some classes at Topgolf in January and February. So, you know, get on our website, firstteeupstate.org. They can click on events and then go to Golf Passport Book to buy those there. Or they can click on Register My Child and look at some classes that are available at Topgolf starting in January. And then if they're interested, if anyone's out there interested in volunteering in 2026, this is the time that people start thinking about New Year's resolutions and things, hey, I want to get back, I want to get out in my community, I want to help some kids. You don't have to be Butch Harmon or Hank Haney. You don't have to be a PGA professional to teach our classes. You just got to have that passion to make a difference in a kid's life. We'll go ahead and we'll train you up on our first tee way of coaching, and we'd love to have some more volunteers involved. And again, we've got programming from Gaffney all the way to Seneca down to Greenwood now. So we're all over the place.
All right.
So we'd love to have your listeners involved.
All right. Well, I know our listeners will do that as well. Look, there's so much going on at First Tee, we don't have time to go over it all. FirstTeeUpstate.org, find out about the Jay Haas event, find out about the golf passports, find out about the gift wrapping stuff at PJ Superstore, the Top Golf stuff. You always do a great gala. You always do a great Kentucky Derby statement later in May. But get involved, donate to them, volunteer, get your kid involved. It's a great leadership development program. We do it through golf. But Michael, firstteeupstate.org is the best way to do this. Your staff, 25 was your best year. 26 is going to be even better for you guys. I'm sure. I'm hopeful of that.
Thank you so much, Mickey, for continuing to spread the word. Well, appreciate it.
We believe in the First Tee. We believe in you. We believe in this kind of stuff. So I just hear so many great things about it. So congratulations on a great one. But build for the future, man. 2026. firstteeupstate.org. And that's T-E-E. First, the word first. TEEUpstate.org. Michael, great luck, man, and get ready to sell this passport. So it's got passports for $950 savings. Have a great week. Have a great Christmas. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Mickey.
All right, bye. Michael Pius, First Tee. Same, you like saving $950?
I like saving all the dollars.
It's pretty cool for golfers. FirstTeeUpstate.org. All right, when we come back, I've got two things for you. I've got three things for you. Number one, Ohio State, I did all their plays per game and their time of possession. And it's amazing how suffocating it is.
Did you come to the conclusion that they are indeed good at football?
They're very good at football. And look, Sam, this defense is great, but a lot of defenses would be greatly improved if you only had to play 40 plays or 50 plays a game.
Yeah, they're suffocating, and they hold the ball.
Number two, Dabo Swinney said something yesterday that made me say, what the what? And then Shane Beamer said something yesterday that made me say, what the what? And I've got a bunch of text messages about Clemson staff and staff changes and all that. We'll address all of it. Don't touch the dial. Come right back. And don't forget Paul Strelo at 8:05. A ton of things to do right after this.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher. Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Industrial Motor Service keeps production lines moving. Just ask Champion Aerospace.
It's always a pleasure talking with the staff at IMS. Every interaction is professional and courteous. They've helped us through many emergency situations. Always quick to respond for pickup, repair, and delivery.
For reliable service, expert repair, and a team that's there when you need them the most, trust Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com. Industrial Motor Service. Trusted, tested, dependable.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two stall, three stall, and four stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 5.99% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Membership qualification required. Promotional rate ends July 1st, 2026. Effective APR of 13% to 17.9% will apply. See website for details.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com. Love Tiger Sports. Sam, this is my Tiger Sports. My wife gave me a great Tiger Sports hoodie. Actually gave me the whole suit.
You're fitted up right now.
Yeah, do you?
All Clemson.
I don't have the suit over here right now, but do you wear a sweatsuit? Like you get the pants with it?
Like a track suit?
Yeah, track suit.
Like Nike Tech? No, yeah. I don't very often do that.
But you wear a hoodie over there. You got one on today.
I've got two. Yeah, I got a hoodie and a jacket on today. It's cold.
And you do wear like sweatpants, like
wearing them right now.
Okay, but they're not matchy.
No, they are not.
Okay, I try not to be the try hard guy.
But I know what you're going for though. You got the whole grout fit, the gray fit,
yeah,
all matching, yeah.
Yeah. You get some of that, but I don't try to do it too much there. Anyway, Texas said he's your European mafia suit.
Yeah, precisely.
But no, this is I like this one. This is from Tiger Sports Shop. 50 years doing it right. I keep telling people, if you're a Gamecock, go to TigerSports.com because you're buying a gift for a Clemson fan, and you can do it online, and you don't have to step in the building. So you don't have to see all the orange and purple and see the 28-14 T-shirts. Or if you're a Tiger fan and you want to give your Gamecock fan a friend, give them the 28-14 T-shirt. Do it at TigerSports, TigerSports.com, the best in the business. So I was talking to my son, my wife and son during the break, and my son says, Dad, it's too cold outside. And it's right. Now, Sam, he says, Dad, I think we need to migrate. I went, yes. Yes, we need to do the show from Miami in December, January, and February. One of his favorite movies is Migration. And he's like, Dad, we can just fly down to Miami. So, yeah, that's a good show. From now on, Mickey Plata Show, December, January, and February, we do it live from Dade County.
Only if I can come.
Come on, Sam. Come on. Produce it on remote and get it done, and me and you doing it.
We got the equipment.
Yes.
They got a thing of equipment out in Tuscaloosa right now.
Yes.
Good. Miami. See
Miami.
You there. On the beach. Miami Beach.
Let's do it. So, yeah, we're going to migrate through all that. All right. I got three things that I've got to do in the next two segments. Then Paul Strelo. Number one, I don't think people understand how slow Alabama and Ohio State are on offense. I don't mean team speed. I mean how slow the pace is. Do you realize, Sam, that when Ohio State beat Texas this year 14-7, that Ohio State had 11 first downs, Ohio State had 203 total yards? They had 203 total yards, and they won the game. But let me give you this. The reason that Ohio State is – well, they're great on defense. Matt Patricia's a great defensive coordinator. They're very talented. This is a first-round draft picks at all three levels, all right? I get that. But it also helps – when teams don't have the football. So what Ohio State does, and Alabama does this, Alabama makes up for a bad defense Alabama's defense has improved by going slower on offense. The NFL, you get this all the time. The NFL takes it down to 0, 1, or 2. And you go, 0? Yeah, they still – you watch the NFL. 10 times a game in the NFL, they'll snap it at 0, and you go, that's a delay of game. No, because then they got to do the thing of, well, I got to see the clock and then look at the ball. Like, no, man, 0-0. But anyway – every quarterback in the league, you look at it, they go, there's only 3 seconds. It's going to be a delayed game. And they snap it right there at 0. Same thing Bama's doing right now. Same thing Ohio State's doing right now. And as a result of that, let me give you these stats, Sam. Now, Texas did run 67 plays. Outside of that, Grambling 55. This is against Ohio State. Ohio 55, Washington 53, Minnesota 51. Illinois ran it for 61 plays. Wisconsin 46, Penn State 60. Purdue had it for 44 plays. You can't score points if you got 44 plays.
Got to score them quick.
UCLA 48, Rutgers 55. Michigan this past week scored 9 points. They did it on 42 plays. Michigan had the ball for 42 plays. You're not gonna score a lot of points if you only snap it 42 times. Ohio State snapped it 73 times. They ran 73 plays to 42. They did it by going slow. And they get off the field 3 and out. They get that. All right, let me give you this, Sam.
And when they don't, they force a turnover.
Right. Let me give you this. Here's the minutes everybody's had the ball. 27, 29, 22, 28, 26, 26, 29, 19. Purdue had the ball for 19 minutes. 25, 27. Michigan had the ball for 19 minutes and 59 seconds. Ohio State had the ball for 40 minutes and 1 second. The other team, they play keep away the entire game. That's amazing statistic to me.
I dare you to find a stat defensively where they're not, like, top 10.
Oh, they –
top of the top. I mean, yeah. They don't – I guess turnovers probably not, because they don't turn you over that much. They don't need to. You punt so much.
Yes.
Second and third down rate. I mean, you don't give up fourth downs.
But now, to be clear now, Sonny Styles and Arvell Reese and Cade McDonald and Caleb Downs – and the other corner,
Igbenosin, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Look, man, they're extremely talented. Kenyatta Jackson. These guys are extremely talented all over the field. Matt Patricia has run an unbelievably complicated NFL scheme that's disguising blitzes. But I'll be honest with you, Sam. I think if you give me that talent, Patricia gets a lot of credit, and he should. Give me that talent and give me on the defense for 42 plays. I think I could shut some people down.
If I were to ask you who the second, obviously number one opponent's plays per game, it's Ohio State. Who's second?
Alabama?
No. Alabama's seventh. You will never get this right.
Well, it's got it. Right, how about this?
It's in the Big Ten. Just because I'm curious.
Indiana?
No, they're fourth. It's Rutgers.
Really?
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, but that's maybe because Rutgers give it so many big plays.
They are set. Yeah, it might be a different formula there, but it's Ohio State, Rutgers, Air Force, and then there's Indiana fourth, and there's Alabama seventh. For what it's worth, Georgia is eighth. So these teams are all up there for a reason. Texter said, who wins between Alabama and Ohio State?
Ohio State
would win because they're just better. They're more talented. They can run the football better.
They'd win 20-6.
Probably something like that, like 23-9.
Yeah. All right, let me do this. So I got this text yesterday, and this is my next – I want to do two things between now and when Paul Shirley comes on in 35 minutes. I got a text yesterday, and I'm like, this can't be true. He didn't really say this. From Dabo Swinney and for Shane Beamer. Let's do Shane Beamer first because I'll spend more time on Dabo, all right? But Jordan Kay, who is the beat writer for South Carolina for the state newspaper, tweeted this yesterday. Did you see this quote, Sam?
I have a feeling I know which one's coming, yes.
He said at his press conference yesterday talking recruiting, this is Jordan Kay now, state newspaper. Shane Beamer said he's pissed that South Carolina isn't preparing for the SEC championship right now. Said when the Gamecocks beat Virginia in Atlanta, he expected to be back there this week preparing for a conference championship. What the what? Hold on, let me ask you again, Sam. What?
Yeah, I kind of
figured. What the heck is he talking about?
That was going to be the quote you were referencing.
Well, hold on, man. Does it cost money to live in Never Never Land? Like, where do you buy tickets to Funny Farm? What the heck is this guy doing? Does he need to be institutionalized? What in the absolute teetotal heck is he talking about? He's disappointed. He thought at the end of the Virginia Tech game that they were going to the SEC championship. Is he that delusional? Did he watch the Virginia Tech game? Let me remind you that it wasn't for Rakari Swain. Who knows what would have happened in this game? What was it about South Carolina's 16 first downs to 19 from Virginia Tech? By the way, a terrible Virginia Tech team that fired the coach a few weeks later. What was it about 328 yards of offense and getting outgained by Virginia Tech? What was it about Virginia Tech having the ball for 35 minutes compared to you having for 25 minutes? What was it about your 8 penalties? What was it about your 12 of 19 passing for only 209 yards?
They were also less efficient on third down. Just add it to the list.
Yeah, what was it about giving 8 of 18 on third down and you only had 4 of 12? I mean, did he watch the game? And then through all of that, he's disappointed? Like, did he watch his team play the rest of the season? Did he watch his team not get a first down against South Carolina State till midway in the first in the second quarter? Did he watch his team get throttled by Vanderbilt? Lose by 9 to Kentucky? Get doubled up by LSU? Get dominated by Oklahoma? Get dominated by Ole Miss? Did he watch the second half of the A&M game? What is he talking about? He's disappointed they should be preparing or that he's not preparing for SEC Championship Week. Dude, there was on – this is a 16-team league. There was only one team with a worse record than you in the whole league, and that's stinking Arkansas. Like, what? Does it cost money to live in this? Is it man on drugs? Has he lost his mind? I don't know, you want to be positive, but it's stuff. When you say crap like that, you lose total credibility with your fan base. Like, your fan base right now is thinking, we got a clown for a coach. You can't say that. You can say we had a disappointing season. But you can't sit out here and say, again, the quote, and this is not a quote, this is the Twitter stuff. He's disappointed South Carolina's not prepared for the SEC championship right now. SEC championship? Dude, you went 4-8. You went 1-7 in your league. Could you say we're disappointed we didn't have a winning season? Disappointed we're not going to a bowl? Is he also disappointed they're not going to the national championship? Does he still think that's on the table? Like, can you be that delusional? Here's the thing. Does he really believe that? And more importantly, does he think I'm a fool? because he thinks I'm going to believe that? Is there such a suspension of disbelief that I'm remember the Chris Rock bit of like, not Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, where he goes, I just want to know to what level is my participation in this lie? Like, okay, you can believe that, but are you expecting me to participate in this lie too? Are you that delusional?
Which fan base do you think was more upset after the press conference yesterday?
South Carolina. If I'm a South Carolina fan and I read that, I'm like, man, look, I want to be positive. I do. I want to be around positive people. I want to be around positive leadership. But I can't be around people that are absolutely delusional. Like, if I'm the AD, when that happened, we're in a meeting 30 seconds after he says that. Like, come on, man. Like, you're so when you make statements like that, that anything else that comes out of your mouth, like, I got to discredit from that one. You're going to tell me today's Thursday? I'm like, I don't know, man. It's coming from Shane Beamer. It might not be Thursday. Sam, am I being too hard on the guy? I understand the idea of being positive.
I think Shane Beamer probably needs to keep it simple in press conferences so his own fan base doesn't lose its mind. It's probably where I would be with that. I appreciate to an extent the positivity after week one of saying, yeah, you know, maybe I want to play in an SEC championship. You know, we won whatever, 9 games last year, 10 games. But you probably don't want to say that after the 4-win season.
Texture says, to be fair, he's compared his mindset in week one. LSU probably thought they were going to win the national championship beating Clemson, too. I get that. Go back, though. You know what my thought was in week one? Yeah, it's just week one. But my thought out of that game was, man, South Carolina's in trouble. Their first drive, they looked great against Virginia Tech. And the rest of the game, it was one big stumble city. It was clunky. It was stumble city, man. And he thought after that game, what was it in that game? Besides it being week one and hopefully we're going to get better, which, by the way, they didn't get better. But what was it in week one that he really thought, oh, I think we're going to be back here playing Atlanta in a few weeks? If he really thought that, and is not just saying that, then you got bigger problems than I thought.
I guess my thing would be if he couldn't see what was sitting there in the offensive coordinator room and what you had in that offensive staff, you probably... And you can only blame yourself, really, for that situation, right? I mean, you didn't hire the right coaches, didn't have the offensive line talent you needed, among other problems that probably would have been less important had you solved those two. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just one of those things where, for Shane Beamer's sake, and there are some times that we want Dabo to do the same thing, right? Just kind of
Dabo,
be quiet in the press conference.
Oh, Dabo, these guys are so, well, they're both thin-skinned, and they're both really positive, and they don't like it when people disagree with them, and they want to prove people wrong all the time, and I get all that, but... But, man, if I'm a fan.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that after this season.
Well, not just that. Like, I want to go back. Here's what I want from my coach after week one. Look, we won the game. It took a couple of unbelievable efforts. Vakari Swain had a great punt return, and then Nick Harbor caught the pass late and all that. But we feel fortunate to win this game. We didn't play very well. They outgained us. They had more first downs. They had more time of possession. And here's another thing. I don't think – coming out of the game, I wasn't very impressed with Virginia Tech, a team that went 3-9, by the way. So you struggled against the 3-9 team, and you thought that – no one knew that might happen that way. But I'd say, look, man, we've got a lot of improvement to do in a lot of areas. But you just discredit yourself.
Fan base certainly saw the problems with that team after 1 week. South Carolina's fan base knew things were not going to be great, probably. You could, that, I mean,
but
that's
your
realistic.
Head coach didn't? But, by the way, and I know like if you're a Gamecock fan, you're probably mad at me for pointing it out, but go look at what Gamecock fans are saying on Twitter to this post.
Yeah, they're not happy about it.
They're not happy about it.
I think they're generally just kind of, when you come off of 4 wins, the Beamer shtick is fun when you win 9 or 10 games.
Yeah.
It's not as fun when you win 4. I think that's generally kind of how it is. If you're winning, it's good. If you're losing, it's not.
Guy points this out. 105 in the nation in total offense, 68 in passing offense, 118 in rushing offense, to 116th in penalties, 121st in false starts. like that's what that you saw that. I mean, 8 penalties in the first game. That's what you saw there. Not anything about SEC championship.
Yeah, it simply has not been the season anyone in the state really wants.
I didn't think South Carolina was going 4-8.
I didn't think they would be 4-8. I thought they'd be pretty good.
But I didn't think out of that game, man, this looks like an SEC championship team.
I was far more concerned about them after that game than I was going in, for sure.
Yeah. And you didn't think after that game, SEC championship.
No, and I doubt their fans did either after that game.
But their coach did?
That's
I don't think he believes this, man. I really think he doesn't believe this. I think he's trying to be positive, talking to recruits and talking to that has to be the explanation. There's no way the man actually believes that. And if you do, then South Carolina fans, I'm sorry. You got bigger problems if he really believes that. He didn't believe that. He didn't believe that. All right, quickly. Yesterday, I told you 2 days ago that a friend of mine called, or 3 days ago, a friend of mine called, and he said, I need American Door Match. I need the garage door company guy's number. All right, Greg Coleman, Greg from George Coleman Ford, the longtime owner there, called me. And he said, Mickey, I need this number. So he called me yesterday and said, let me tell you about American Door. They were there. They got it done. It was amazing. The cost was awesome. He goes, matter of fact, the owner of the business showed up, and we talked all about business for a long time, and we shared some values. And it doesn't surprise me. But he goes, 5-star review from my friend Greg Coleman. It worked out awesome for him. The garage is looking great now. And he loved it and said, American Door Masters, get in touch with them. They do an absolutely incredible job for you. So I'll just tell you this. Go to the website, AmericanDoorMasters.com. You're going to love American Door Masters. Absolutely fantastic, AmericanDoorMasters.com. All right. So Shane Beamer wasn't alone in saying stuff that made you say, what the what? Because Dabo Swinney said something yesterday, and I'm going, what the what? I'll tell you about that, and we'll get Paul Strelo in the next 2 segments. More to this. QC Kinetics, they're stepping up their mission to tackle joint pain head-on, powered by the newest non-surgical procedure advances in the field. Now, this National Physicians Board they've got has added a new injectable compound. It's a remarkable healing compound that reduces inflammation, and it supports your body's ability to restore the damaged tissue. It's a powerful add-on to their protocols. No steroids, no narcotics, no surgery. You're going to love this. The results speak for themselves. In a major clinical study of this therapy, 74% of the people with severe knee pain experienced improvements within the first year. 74%. That's real life, real solutions. If you carried the pain too long for you, get in touch with QC Kinetics and have this breakthrough natural treatment help you get rid of that pain. QC Kinetics, real relief naturally. Call today, 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at clemsonareachamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 3 miles from historic downtown and 8 miles from Clemson. Choose from 1 or 2-story designs starting in the mid-300s and customize every detail in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. Community pool opens in 2026. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $15,000 or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com and start your new chapter in the Upstate.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
Did you know that up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If water, moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be damaging your home and your health. Crawl Space Medic Upstate, locally owned by a Clemson Engineering alum, offers honest, certified evaluations that you can trust. Schedule your free inspection today. No gimmicks, no upselling, just clear answers and long-lasting repairs from a team of fellow Tigers at Crawl Space Medic Upstate.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Deal. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Looking for expert tree care in the Upstate? Call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner for quality tree work and more. Whether it's tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, or storm damage cleanup, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their certified team is committed to making your yard safe and beautiful. And as a proud, longtime partner of the Roar, you know Franklin Tree Service is a name you can trust in the Upstate. Affordable, reliable, and fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the Upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
The Upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Name is the number one time plumber, Charleston and Greenville and Columbia. Get in touch with the one time plumber. I hope you don't have to, but in case it does, don't fumble through the phone. Don't you can look like a hero to your wife, like, honey, I've got this. Step aside, sweetheart, I've got this. One time plumber, just like call the number, man. That's it. And then they'll come in, they'll take care of septic tank issues, any kind of drainage issues, any kind of plumbing issues, burst pipe. You know, it's getting cold enough now. It's talking about some busting pipes. And so let them take care of you. You're going to love it. The price is the price. It's fantastic. It does an amazing job for you. It's one Tom Plumber. Again, Clemson graduate started this company in Charleston, in Columbia, and in Greenville. And so they'll take care of you. You're going to love one Tom Plumber. Before I get to Dabo comments, let me get Jerry, who's been hanging on in Simpsonville. Jerry, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mick.
Doing all right?
Cut me, Mick. Cut me. I got something to run by you, man. Right, see what you think about this.
All right.
So I got a friend of mine that he's got a business, very very successful business. He had a great team of salesmen, a couple of really really go getters, and just a super team. He was always competing in the entire Southeast. He was number one or number two as far as his business expanding and just ultra successful. Got one, not one, but two great, great, nice vehicles for him and his wife. Two beautiful homes, one of dream homes, one of which is on the coast down in the Gulf. Anyway, a couple of those go-getter salesmen, they went to start their own business. And he's been trying to recover a little bit. And yeah, he's got some good people around him now. But these other companies have just passed him by. I mean, he's no longer number one or number two in the Southeast. He's not even in the top 10 as far as in this industry. And I talked with him the other day, and I said, you might want to, some of these other companies have got some really go-getter salesmen. You may want to see if you can't try to get those guys and come over and, see if you can't get your business back running. He's like, nah, I think I'll just wait till they either quit or they get fired and they're unemployed. And then I'll, then I'll see if they're interested and whatnot like that. And so I'm like, dude, you're an idiot. So you just go ahead and flounder around in mediocrity then. How about that? What do you think, Mick?
Jerry, I'm picking up what you're laying down, buddy. I love it. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate the phone call. That didn't go over my head. I love that. Very good. All right. Let me say this. So, again, I just jumped Beamer. The what moment. Yesterday, the Dabo what the what moment. Ready for this? He was asked about quarterbacks. The quote, I think we just signed a couple of guys to come in and compete, and we got Denson here to compete. And we got CV. CV's Christopher Fazina, who's really only played one true game, from a start standpoint, and who's here to compete. We only offered two quarterbacks in that class, him and Arch Manning. That was the only two we offered, and we beat a lot of people to get him. And this kid's done his part, and he's been waiting his time, and now it's his time. Now he's got to go win the job. I mean, obviously, he's kind of where you start, but he's got to go win it. Well, just a couple of quick things here. If you're going to compare Christopher Cena to Arch Manning because of what happened in recruiting 3 years ago, I think you're off base there, my personal opinion. And the second part of it, the kid's done his part, and he's been waiting his time. Well, you don't get the job because you've been waiting your time. He's right. You got to go win it. But the kid's done his part? Like, well, he's been the backup and all, but when you put him in games, like, I don't see that. Here's what I'm saying. Dabo was right about Jack Smith. And you can roll the dice with a punter. And the punter worked out for him. And Dabo's got a lot of charm things that have worked out for him in the years. And he's done, he deserves credit for all of that. Grady Jarrett worked out for him. A lot of guys, Hunter Renfro worked out for him. A lot of guys worked out for him. But coming off of 7-5, where the rest of the world's going out and getting quarterbacks, and what I've seen from Christopher Fazina, you go into next year as your starter, and I'm not discounting the fact that Fazina can improve. I mean, I ripped Ty Simpson all summer long, and Ty Simpson's had a good year. Fazina can improve, and Fazina can have a good year next year. But this is a tremendous roll of the dice, because if Dabo goes 7-5 again next year with Fazina, then he's the only person in the building that believes it. No, maybe not the only one. Very few believe in him. Very few of the fans believe in him. And if you don't go get somebody, then you're saying me against the fan base and me against the world, and I'm going to prove people wrong. Well, that's great if it works out for you. If it doesn't work out for you, you go 7-5, there's one man in the mirror. You can't go fire another offensive coordinator. You can't go blame it on this guy, that guy, that guy. You're the guy. You chose not to go get somebody. Now, I'm not saying he won't go get somebody, because if he was, then you might not come out on signing day and go, yeah, we need to get in the portal for a quarterback. But what I'm telling you is we need to get in the portal for a quarterback. I Vecina can improve and can have a pretty solid year. But in going to the places you want to go to, I've seen enough to say I would be surprised if he improves to that level. I would be surprised if Vecina improves so much you go win in Baton Rouge, and then you win an ACC championship, or you get back in the college football playoffs. That would surprise me. I just think Dabo, man, that is a again, I'm going to try to prove you wrong. I get that. I get the personality. Man, that's a hell of a gamble. Because if it doesn't work, it's all coming down on one man. If you go get somebody in the portal and Vecina beats him out, you win. If you go into portal and it doesn't work out for the other guy, whatever, hey, I tried what you told me to, you still can win. You don't lose in that case. You stay with Vecina and it works out, you win. I told you so. See there, all you guys, I was right. You don't go into portal and Vecina doesn't work out, then you lose and you're the only person to blame and it won't be good around here. This is a tremendous gamble if this is the case. I'm not saying it was not the case. Who knows? Who knows what happened with the offensive coordinator? Who knows what happens with the quarterback stuff? And again, I'm smart enough to know that Dabo says things in a press conference he doesn't believe. But I'm just telling you this. The fan base has seen Christopher Vecina so far, and the fan base should be scared to death and if you don't go get somebody in the portal.
I mean, I'll say the same thing I said with Kwok yesterday. I don't see any logical reason not to bring in a quarterback. Even if it's not a super-duper quarterback, you got to bring in somebody competition-wise, I still think. We've seen Vezina a little bit. We've seen him in spurts. He looked good for three quarters against a terrible SMU secondary. I think Christopher Vezina can be a high-level backup. I think maybe Christopher Vezina can be a good starter if every single thing around him is fantastic. And you build the entire team around him and you'd make the system so easy for him to operate in.
But that's not how you win championships outside of
Georgia.
No,
it's not, but that's probably what you can do. That's not what I would do. I don't think that's a smart way of doing things. That would also require you have to build the roster up so much in one offseason from where it is right now in the portal. Is Dabo going to do that? I don't know. There is so much we don't know right now, though, Mickey. We don't know who the offensive coordinator is going to be. It might be Garrett Riley. It might be somebody else.
Right.
We don't know what scheme they're going to be running. Dabo says he likes the room right now. The room is full right now. Right
now, I don't like the room right now.
I don't really like the room right now either, but he says the room is full right now.
He liked the safeties room. I didn't like the safeties room.
I don't either. The room might not be full in a month. Someone might hit the portal. I don't think anyone in there is.
I don't want somebody.
But someone could.
I don't want the idea of going to get a starter depending on if some other guy leaves.
I fully agree. We're on the same page. I'm just saying, that might be what it takes for him, and that would drive me nuts if that's what it is, that will drive me up the wall. And I hope they bring somebody in anyways because they need to. But
what
a lot
you,
can
Sam,
change in a month.
This is a hell of a risk.
Oh, it's a huge risk.
Because it comes down to one man, the blowback goes to one man. You go 75 next year with that, and knowing that everybody on earth says you got to do this and you don't go do it.
I don't see why you wouldn't bring one in. It doesn't have to be a world beater. Bring someone in to compete. And again, if Vezina wins the job, there you go. But if he doesn't, then you know that you were wrong about him, first of all, which that's fine, but you have a backup plan.
Yeah.
What's the backup plan if Vezina sucks right now? Chris Denson? Chris Denson's thrown four passes against Furman. We don't know if he could throw.
Yeah.
Just don't work. I got to see. There's a lot of stuff we got to see before
the
that,
one though. Thing the man is guilty of on the negative side is he overvalues his hand sometimes. He overvalued the safety room's hand. And I think that is a distinct possibility that he could be overvaluing Christopher Vecina right now, because if he sees it, then he's the only person who sees it.
And maybe he's Ty Simpson. Maybe we're both wrong.
Maybe.
We were wrong about Ty Simpson, but I don't want to take that bet.
That is very much within the realm of possibility.
But it's a bet I'm not necessarily comfortable
making that bet
without a backup plan added on top.
I'm with you, Sam. I am 100% with you on that one. But that's just if you're coming off of 10-2 or something you can take that risk.
Granted, for what it's worth, as Texas point out, he's not going to say outright, I'm going to get a quarterback. That's not going to happen. He's not going to say that in the middle of December. But he's got to do it.
I'd feel better if he said it.
But he won't.
I'll ask Paul Strudel that question. Kick it off hour number three when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.